I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Hold up, yo, this the Wizard J Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and dropping nothing but the hot indie artist and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
Wow, this is heavy.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Friday.
Ah, squad up, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and it's Frontline Fridays. When y'all hear that, y'all know it's each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. North to South, y'all know we got nothing but love for y'all. Of course, we got a fantastic show for y'all. We got a soldier on the line. Bear Witness is going to be live in the building. Our soldier from Boston, Massachusetts, will be live in the building. We're going to be interviewing him, showcasing his music, and getting all up in his Kool-Aid. Now, of course, Frontline Fridays has nothing but soldiers on the front line, and it's such an honor for me right now to introduce our new co-host on the front line, Jay Real. The Realist is up in this Singapore.
Thank you, Diva. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Hello all to you in Radio Land.
Y'all ready to squad up? Because it's a radio alert, y'all. This is a PSA. When, you know, when Bear Witness come in the building, it was a pleasure to have him tune into the show last week, but it's even better now to even have him come on to showcase his music. I listen to his music, and I'm going to be quite honest, within the first 45 seconds of listening to So Tired, I was like, dang, this is a hot track. We definitely going to showcase So Tired tonight. We got another track, Truly Amazing. We got another track from him called Getaway. He sent that to me maybe like a day after he sent the other tracks to me, which was pretty cool. And, of course, we got the anthem that we're going to play is That's Boston. That's really a great hit. Bear Witness is a well-seasoned artist. He's been doing this, y'all, so this ain't nothing new to him. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get live into this interview on Frontline Fridays with at Bear Witness. Follow him on Twitter at Bear Witness. Let's go. I got to get away.
I need a getaway. Tell me who your crew is. Who holds this plan?
I need a getaway.
You can look me in my eye and see the pouring rain.
I need a getaway.
Show me that you feel me and hop aboard my train.
I need a getaway.
jaded, and I feel like I'm Boston hated, cause we not related. See, I'm not like these other rappers. They either fast forward success or they talking backwards. You can crown me the greatest, dog, I'm done with practice. Cause the air of engineer, my sound's been massive. My own family turned their back on the kid. How you think I feel? My old brother ain't claiming me now. My old cousin stopped calling the phone. Wow. The only people that believe in me, the people that you see with me, your so-called friends, man, just ain't around. Caught radio play, and everybody got their hand out. Talking about collabs, guess my jam made me stand out. How come
get away, tell me, do you feel me, move all this time?
I need to get away,
you can look me in my eyes, and see the pouring rain.
I need to get away,
show me that you feel me, and hop aboard my train.
I need to get away,
so far, so far away from here.
That was Bear Witness right there, y'all, with Get Away. If y'all want to get more of his music and check out everything that he's doing, go to www.triplehq.com. Again, that's www.triplehq.com. Make sure y'all check him out, all his music that he's doing. But I'd like to give a little background on the artist before we bring him in the building and get all up in his Kool-Aid. Witness doesn't seem to hold his tongue for anything, y'all, which grants him that cutting edge and rawness of the streets, from sleepless nights to the constant grind, is all in a hustler's mentality. And Bear gets it in to give his audience that real. His delivery speaks his truth so open, so real, that just about any real body can identify from their own perspectives. Bear's message is so clean, straightforward, and well understood that it makes him extremely credible as an artist. On stage, the vibe with Bear since off is nothing short of confidence and success. He has definitely got what it takes to be on top of this industry and it shows in his character. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we would like to bring to the front line Bear Witness. Welcome back, King.
Hey, what's up, Diva? What's going on, world?
Welcome, welcome.
Feels good. Wow. Feels good to be here.
You got to get away.
That was one hell of an introduction to one hell of a song, man. I'm really feeling that, man, because we all got to get away, man.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. It's crazy on the West Coast, too. Dude that heard that. Nocturnal. He used to work with Dr. Dre. You heard that
song?
He went crazy over it, man. I was actually on the phone with him not too long ago. He told me how much he was feeling that joint. But shout out to Nocturnal, man, for you know what I mean, for checking me out and listening, and to the many industry people that listen to me. You know, I've been doing it for a minute, like Diva said. So it's
who
good to get.
Who produced that track,
you know,
right there?
Huh?
Who produced that track, Get Away? Who produced that?
A producer out here in Massachusetts, Weymouth, Massachusetts, matter of fact, by the name of Knox B.
Oh, wow.
We did that track 4 years ago.
And look, and it still got steam. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
And I think that all working artists, let me say that. I was about to say all real artists, but I take that back. Let me just take a sip of my drink right here. All working artists should have, you know, a portfolio. They should have a catalog of music. And in your catalog, how many songs do you have in your catalog, or have you lost count?
Wow. I got over, Oh my God, I got over like 80, 90 joints in my catalog. I got a lot of joints, maybe more than that. I got a lot. I got stuff I haven't released. I got mixtape material I did with certain DJs, with certain artists that hosted it. I mean, I've been doing it, and I got a catalog. I can listen to a joint. There's a joint I did called Caught Up about my friend. Mm-hmm. He got shot in the head and the leg, and he survived, and I did a song about it. And I made it when I was about 21. I can still listen to it today and be like, yo, this is hot. This is what it is. Like, this works.
That's
still relevant.
Yeah, it's just my life in song format. So I can just pick any song or any situation. I can listen to it. There's a song called Message to My Father that I did to the Message to My Brother from Chronic 2001, Dr. Dre's. And it's crazy. It's a crazy joint. It's actually, I made it after So Tired. A year later, after So Tired, my dad passed away from diabetes, and I made the joint. And it's crazy. It's like it touches base, like the whole situation. Like it's just a crazy, crazy joint.
I'm gonna ask you this, and I'm gonna throw it over to J. Real to Realist. What was your first track that you ever recorded? Do you remember it? Do you remember the song? What was your first track?
First track I ever recorded?
Mm-hmm. Your first rhyme that you ever wrote.
First rhyme I ever wrote. Oh, man. Wow. So something that I kept that I still use, or just something playing back in the day? Like, something that I kept, I would say this joint called It was called In My Hood. That's the first one I went to the studio and really recorded it. It was it's called In My Hood featuring Mo Love, my brother. He be singing. It's a crazy joint. It's actually off of Perfection, the same CD that you're gonna catch all these joints that D was playing. It's off that same CD. It's like I haven't got rid of music because I've been hot. I've been hot for a minute, you know.
That's the sound. I'm gonna throw it over to Jay the Rose.
I got two questions for you, bro. My first question would be, I always ask the artists this, you know, about their motivation. What keeps them motivated? I know you said a little bit earlier that what you're putting on your rhyme on the paper is your life. You're just basically interpreting your life. But what keeps you motivated after all these years of doing music to continue to do the music?
The motivation is the reaction from the people. Like, being on the radio right now with Diva and you is, like, crazy. I might write a whole album off of this, just off this one interview, because I'm so passionate, you know what I mean? Like, just to be recognized and for people to hear what I'm doing, it's a lot of passion that goes into the music. I'm so passionate about the music. And other artists, other perfectionists that are just deliver dope music, I might hear a song by just any other artist that be doing it, whether independent or just major, and it would spark creativity out of me. I'm a lover of music. It's just in me, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that one, brother. Same here. I love the music. My second question to you is: now you said you have about 80 to 90 tracks, man. That's a lot, you know. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of music to review and go over. What keeps the relevancy within your music? What, you know, from those first five that you first wrote to that last five, what keeps the relevancy? What you know, because I know as artists, you know, sometimes you listen to your old tracks and they're old to you, and then you play them for somebody else, and then they're like, oh, that's hot. You know, you had to write that yesterday because that's too fire. You thinking to yourself, like, man, that's like if you only knew how old that was. You know, I'm tired of hearing it. What keeps you on the pattern of relevancy within your music?
I'm always trying to top what I did already. And it's just crazy because I got a nice catalog. And it's not just me saying that, like, confidently. It's people saying it, you know, hearing the joints and loving the joints and this one and that one. I like that one. I always feel like a new artist. Like, I never showed you a song. Like, I could send Diva like 20 joints, and then I'll be like, oh man, what am I gonna write? It's not like Like when I write a joint and I got it done and I got a whole CD or I got mixtapes, I still feel like a new artist. Like, yo, the people gonna think this is hot? Like, I gotta go hard. Like, I gotta come up with something that people are gonna lose their mind to. Like I never did something before. It's like everything gets erased and it's forgotten. You know, I mean, it's all some Matrix stuff. Like, it just gets erased and I just go into the Matrix and, you know what I mean? I come off fighting some agents and I'm on some other stuff. Like,
yeah,
the whole process.
Yeah. Well, you sound, you know what? You sound very humble. You sound very humble, brother. And if I could ask you one more question, what is the cause of that humbleness? Because I know we go through a lot of things in life, and we always keep the music. I know sometimes, like me myself, as an artist also, I use my music a lot of times to vent, you know, to release pressure or maybe built up this and that. But you sound very humble, very, very quaint on what you're doing. Where does that humbleness come from? You know, sometimes it could have, in my case, my humbleness came from, you know, great grandma, you know what I'm saying, big mama and all that, you know, who taught me to be patient and taught me certain individual things. But where does your humbleness come from?
My humbleness comes from my family, basically, like my mom, you know, my brothers, my sisters. I got a big family, so my grandma, you know, just family keeps me humble. And besides that, you know, I look at it like this, like, you know, God blessed me with a talent to give to the people, and I can't abuse this talent, and I can't come off in a way that I don't want the next person who's hearing me and saying, yo, I could do what he's doing, then they hear me all arrogant. They're like, oh, let me be like him, and I'll be arrogant too. Like, I got nephews. I got, you know what I mean? I got younger people that look
to my music. Set me example. Set me example, basically.
Like, I got a nephew that loves my music, and I would never be like, yo, I'm ill. Yo, man, this is crazy. Like, this is ill. This is what it's all about. It's all about the money. You know what I mean? Let's get our things going. I'm a real lyricist. Like, I'm about the music, you know? Like, I'm not that dude wearing the chain. I'm not that dude, not to down anybody wearing a chain, because that's a symbol of success, but
some
I'm not that dude that's
too many
materialistic.
I'm
going to
say it. Devin would say it. Some of these damn people running around here with too many chains on. Take all them chains off. It made me sick.
Yeah.
You got a chain everywhere. You got a chain on your neck. You got a chain on your ankle. You got a chain on your nose. One from your lip to your ear. I'll put you on blast. Wow.
Real
that
quick. Real quick.
I'm
quick.
So tired.
That's
I'm so tired
humble,
to see
though.
Y'all.
I'm a simple
to this
dude.
Thing.
That's what keeps me humble too. I'm a simple dude. You know, I'm a God-loving dude. That's what I am. So, with that said, it's just, you know.
Let's
I'm a simple dude. I don't ask for too much.
You know what? I'm going to talk about that when I come back, because I just thought about being humble and humble people not asking for too much. And humble people, we got to realize our value. We don't have to ask for much, but we should ask for our value. Matter of fact, we should demand our value. Let's get into this track right here, So Tired, one of my favorite tracks by Bear Witness. I actually took the time out to go to the site and listen to the other tracks like Train of Thought. That was another good one. I like that one, Sunset Boulevard. I took the time out, but this one right here, it really touched me because I can relate to it. Me and King had a conversation about it, but it's really hot. We're going to showcase the vibe right here on the Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Jay Real the Realist. Frontline Friday is powered by Phenomenal Radio. Stay tuned for Jay Real the Realist Picks and Educate and Regulate session. Let's go. Yo!
Tired, man.
And I know you're tired too.
Yeah, we all tired, right?
Yeah.
Tired of being sick and tired, the kids in my ears. When he's spitting, ripping fire, I'm pending my rhyme. Nurse looking at me sideways, I need to know he's fine. But it's hard on the eyes, man, too hooked up. It's a serious father, legally blinded on that wall in black marker. Shocker, jaw dropper, man, I worry about my papa. Stress, low depressed on that text, pray harder. Tila, why you playing, man? I'm thinking about that cot up. Last time I felt this way, my friend got shot up. And most can relate, cause they never get starstruck up early like Starbucks next to them top.
about this. Elevator goes up, goes up, goes up. The hover don't smell right, man. I'm about to throw up. Passed by it, has a sign, pops the sunglasses. Now there's a new nurse, church clothes, she Baptist. She looking at his vitals, flipping channels like a madness. Nurse got the good news, whatever happens. I overheard manipulation, my, you know him. I'm talking now, smiles follow, steady coping. Just chilling now, the nurse is slowly approaching. Gives him his medication, rubs his shoulders, I think so. I was looking corner eye, writing poems. I asked him how he feel, he said without joking, I'm tired. Through heart complications and diabetes treatments, trials and tribulations, he's too strong. Every son and daughter of his praying, and mom stressing more and more. It's okay, mom. Through tiger nights and all the favors, on that ride home, teary eyed eyes raising. My mom named it, been right, she's so amazing. Halo on her head, so you know she's an angel. My sister showered love from three different angles. My two brothers then be holding down like an anchor. Dynasty of greatness, my pops be okay, bro. We so patient. See, 5 days ago, I was making them some tasteless sugar free tea. Now we in the hospital with kidney disease. They say diabetes, now I don't like that word. I did all the things I could, see my family come first. I'm an early bird, home just in time to play nurse. I lost my grandmother first, man, what could be worse? I guess I found out the answer to that. It's more than a verse, more than a curse, more than anything my father deserves. Blinded on dialysis, man, what could it worse? So I walked in that room, kinda stuttered at first. My mom looked at my dad, gave him something for thirst. Asked him where does it hurt, she looked at him in reverse. Karam, I'm tired. Gonna make it through. I stay thanking you. I stay thanking you. This is for my father. How you doing, Abu? He taught me a lot. I've been through a lot. He's going through a lot right now, and he's been there for everything I've been through. So of course, you know I'm right there. Jamal.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296 5739.
They're running a strange program, y'all. I mean, more poor and disenfranchised folks than this place has ever seen. And see, they try to front the shit off like it don't exist.
Meanwhile, the rich get richer,
and the poor don't get a fucking thing.
Times like these, people want to get high. Real high and real fast. And this is gonna do it.
Yo, baby, we talking about combinate and consolidate. That's what up. We gonna bum rush the whole damn thing. Now just imagine, if the tenants cooperate, oh, it's lovely. I mean, they become loyal customers. They don't? Fuck it, it's like Beirut. They become living hostages.
Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, this is Lady
Yes, this is Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. We do nothing but phenomenal things over here. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva, Ebony B, J. Will the Realist, and our special guest, Bear Witness, is live in the building with us. We just hit y'all with that hot track, So Tired. You want to get that track, you want to hear that track, you got to go to www.triplehq.com. Again, that's www.triplehq.com. Check out all his music, download, network with him, and book this artist. This artist is a working artist and is ready and available to get it in right now. I want to get some feedback on that track. I'm going to go to the phone lines. J. Will the Realist, I'm going to start with you first with So Tired.
Well, I actually got a chance to take a listen to the song prior to the show. The song is very effective, man. It actually tapped into some personal things I've been through in my life, man. So it's definitely on one of my classic lists. I usually take the indie artists that I hear on Divatron, research them on the show, and then put together my own little personal mix for the house. And it's definitely going on to the mix, man. It's very touching and, man, powerful. That's all I got to say is powerful.
Appreciate that.
Well, definitely. Let's go to the front lines and get some callers. 619-384. You're now on the front line. Squad up. What's your name? Where you calling from? 619-384. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Yeah. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I go by KMK, calling from San Diego, California.
Peace, Queen. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Are you a supporter of Bear Witness? Have you heard his music yet?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
All right, you're going to definitely get a chance to hear it. I want you to go to www.triplehq.com. Again, that's triplehq.com. And check out Bear Witness there. You got some shout-outs you want to give?
I want to shout-out to Maddie Mills, to J-Rail, to all the... just everybody out there trying to do their thing, you know, trying to make it out there.
That's what's up, Queen. Are you an artist yourself?
Yes, I do music. I'm an R&B.
All right, cool. What's your Twitter?
I have KMK. That's capital K, M, K, and then 19.
All right, cool. Don't go nowhere. We're going to
steal one.
All right, cool. Don't go nowhere, Queen. We're definitely going to check you out, but then I'm going to talk to you behind the phone lines, but stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bear Witness, I love So Tired. That's definitely one of my hot tracks, but Truly Amazing is a hot track that was definitely for the ladies. Tell us about Truly Amazing.
Okay, Truly Amazing. Basically, it's based off this woman that I met in Boston, where I'm from.
That was me.
You know, she went to.
I'm just playing.
It was me, but we was chatting on the text for a minute. You know, nah. Let me get serious. It's this woman I met, man. She was real spiritual, man. She was real down to earth. She went to MIT. She was really smart, you know what I mean? And she kind of just blew me away with just how she was. And me, being the person that I was hollering at this one and that one left and right. And then I met her, and she kind of just changed things for me. And I seen things with a whole new light, and I wrote a song about it. That's basically how it happened.
I wrote a song about it. Here it go.
Yeah, you understand me? That life, there it is. Him putting that life motivation again. And that's what it's that's what it's about. That's what I mean. I hope all the indie artists listening are taking the opportunity to see that you don't have to mimic what you see in order to make good music. Your life tells a bold enough story in itself. Learn how to relate it and put it to paper and make somebody else see it and feel it the way you feel it. That's music, not, you know, mimicking what you see another person talking about they have and what you don't have. You know, that's not music.
It's just a lot of egos being thrown around, and you know, real people who listen to real music, we able to decipher that. Bear Witness, what makes it? Why we're talking about Truly Amazing in women, which we like to refer to as queens, because we are
queens.
What makes a queen for you? The real features, the real essence of a woman. for you? What is the definition of a woman for you?
Definition of a woman is just strong, intelligent, beautiful inside and out. You know, not just how she look, but how she portray herself. You know, and how she look on the inside and you know out. So she can be a beautiful person, but she can be even better if she's a beautiful soul. So, you know, somebody, a kind-hearted woman. You know, a strong-willed woman. You know, a woman that knows how to take care of her business. An independent woman that doesn't rely on a man. For her needs or what she needs to do day in, day out. Just a woman that, you know what I mean, can hold her own. She's with you, but she don't need you, but she likes having you around. You know? A woman that makes you prove yourself, you know, who you are and what you're about, and not just take you, you know what I mean, take you if you're someplace you're not supposed to be. A woman that takes you when you're at the height of what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, because usually when you walk towards God or when you walk towards something positive, that positive woman comes into your life, and you got to know how to take that woman on that ride, or just keep driving past, you know.
You know what I love that you just said, brother. What I think a lot of us miss and interpret it because we have we're trying to feed off our. Our egos or we're thinking that a woman is going to hurt our pride. When you said being with a woman that's going to make you prove yourself. See, a lot of us, we don't know who we're supposed to be. And unfortunately, a lot of us in the African-American community are either lacking one parent or lacking both parents. So we never get to observe, not all of us, a lot of us never get to observe our mothers at work and our fathers at work and working together. So we don't get the full picture as men on how to treat our queens, on who a queen is supposed to be, if she is a queen or not. And just like I did some studies and one of the teachers that I study under, she mentioned, she said, women, you know, stop pacifying our men. You know, don't buy him draws. You know, the dude to get up eventually and buy his own draws. You know, you buy his draws, you buy his socks, you buy his shirts, and he gets used to that. Then he wants to lay up, and he just wants to know when you're going to the store. So, yeah, it's important to have those women that are backbones, that are going to stand behind you and say, hey, exactly. Baby, I'm not taking your manhood away from you. I'm not taking your status. Yeah, you're still the head of my life, but I don't think you should do that, or I think you should do it in this type of way. And we need to understand as men that all that information is positive, progressive information. It's not to hurt us or bring us down or tell us that we're not doing the right thing. It's to motivate us. And honestly, if it was up to me, I'd have all women be that type of woman. It takes less stress off the man if you think about it, because she gonna tell you what to do. And if she right, then you ain't got to worry about it. Just do it.
And ladies, we need to learn how to relax too. We have come to a society and independent women. I'm an independent woman. I'm an independent business owner, independent mother. But we need to learn how to relax because we get put in a position and growing up, we're so used to doing things and we're so used to taking care of the house and taking care of the kids and taking care of the bills and taking care of everything that we need to really just take the time out and just breathe, you know, and we don't have to do everything because if we're constantly doing everything for our kids and for our mate, all we're doing is enabling them. We're saying to our mate and to our kids, I don't think that you're smart enough and I don't think that you're strong enough to do this on your own. And the one scene that I really like before we get into this double play with Bear Witness is that the scene from Ray the movie that Jamie Foxx did, and his mother, they was in the house, and he fell, and he said, Mama, he was crying, because, of course, he was blind, and he was crying for his mother, and his mother, she was standing right there, but she didn't say nothing. She just stood still, and eventually, after he started crying for his mother, he stopped, and he started feeling and moving around, and he was getting close to the fireplace, and he backed up. And then, you know, he made his way around the house, and then he picked up a butterfly. I think it was a butterfly. And then he was like, he said to the butterfly, I heard you, or the cricket, I heard you. And then he said, I hear you too, Mama. You right there. And he pointed over there. we have to learn how to let our families fall down so they can pick their own self up. Otherwise, we're going to be stressed out and carrying on and not realizing what's going on, and they're going to become older babies. That's what happened. They grow up to be big babies and can't get it together and blaming everybody else. We want to get you guys feedback. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get into this double play from at Bear Witness. Follow him on Twitter at Bear Witness. We're going to get into Truly Amazing. Then we're going to hit y'all again with That's Boston. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Jay Really Realist is in this thing. Let's go.
No flows is irrelevant. She heaven sent, she beautiful. My girl is my world. Truly amazing. She goes so hard to jobs, independent motivation, inspiration. Cause she's truly amazing. I keep her on my right side. She knows she look on the right track. Girl, you know I like that. Truly amazing. Girl,
just
you
call
so
her
truly
saying,
amazing.
You know, going back and forth with intellect. Yo, check it.
Truly amazing, I say it without hesitating. Everything about it got my mind frame elevating, celebrating all occasions. Compliments is invitation. Tell her where I'm from. Would you consider intimidating? Truly amazing, no flows is irrelevant. She heaven sent, she beautiful. My girl is my world. Truly amazing, she goes so hard to jobs, independent motivation, inspiration. Cause she's truly amazing. I keep her on my right. Cause she on the right track. Girl, you know I like that. Truly amazing. Girl, you
check
so
it.
Truly amazing. Blazing fire. I'm just dreaming with you, might have seen me teaming with you when your dream is team official. Now it's just scream official, Muslim Green and Mitchell. So fresh with a meeting with you, trying to look my best. You look like sex, no, it's not an issue. New job, team, I miss you, brought that new camera with you. Cut a wedding beneficial, lift that wedding dress, it's simple. Then I nibble nipples, this is grown folk talk, it's not for little. Keep that between us, no one has to stay in the middle. Blowing kisses, why you giggle, why you make that booty? Wiggle got me thinking all these visions. Damn, girl, you sweet as kittles. Truly amazing, controlling your elegance. Your soul is my element. No diamonds and pearls. The world is a silver platter. Mine is my girl. She goes so hard. New job is her first. I learned to let her do a thing. That independent work. She truly amazing. Bear witness on a shirt. Mad house. Truly amazing. No flows is irrelevant. She heaven sent. She beautiful. My girl is my world. Truly amazing. She goes so hard to jobs, independent motivation, inspiration. Cause she's truly amazing. I keep her on my right side. Cause she on the right track. Girl, you know I like that. Truly amazing. Girl, you so truly amazing. Blazing fire. I just wanna marry those eyes, marry those lips. I said marry those thighs. Plus she cut so much drive, motivating me to do better things with my life. I just wanna marry those eyes, marry those lips. I say marry those thighs. Plus she got so much pride, motivating me to do better things with my life. She's amazing. Amazing. Shit. Irrelevant, she heaven sent, she beautiful. My girl is my world. Truly amazing, she goes so hard to jobs, independent motivation, inspiration. Cause she's truly amazing. I keep her on my right side. Cause she on the right track. Girl, you know I like that. Truly amazing. Girl, you so truly amazing. Blazing fire.
It ain't about what you do, but who you know. Shout out Academic Madhouse Radio. Chillin' in Grove Hall, looking like a bulldog. Me, Mug, we love Massachusetts. All y'all, Stoughton, Brockton, Weymouth, Sharon. All Jewish town with two Muslim parents. Father there, mother care, brother there, sister here, family man, Mr. Bear, Alpine, Roxbury, boss. G's up, G's up, that's Boston. Sock hat to the back, cuz that's Boston. Brody, where the fuck you at? That's Boston, the land of the champions. Now everybody dance again. Circus Street where everything's on beat. Grandfather hum a tune, Nenevix Tony's room. About to take me a slumper. Grandfather play the numbers. Nana watch soap operas, indulge in all the comfort. Eating collard greens with mac and cheese. Papa tell me stories, or we watch TV. Kiss my grandma on the cheek. Tell her I'm office. I got the key to the city. You can tell them the locksmith for ball. Freeze up, G's up, that's Boston. Sock hat to the back, cuz that's Boston. Brody, where the fuck you at? That's Boston, the land of the champions. Now everybody dance again. Everybody wanna be me when they grow up. I put out plastic hits, Madhouse Perfectionist, Soup Gang, Wu-Tang, Bob Marley, Exodus, Dog Pound, Snoop Bound, Doggy Style Messages, Face in a Case, don't call a murder man, I'm sensitive, yeah I lashed out, but she was talking crazy-ish, Stoughton, Beantown, Slick Rick, Adventures Kid, Men in Black 3, took my nephews to Steve-O Smith, 3's up, G's up, that's Boston. Sock hat to the back, cuz that's Boston. Brody, where the fuck you at? That's Boston, the land of the champions. Now everybody dance again.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
And it's always a blessing for this, for a platform to be set up like this for us,
artists to be able to examine and overview our own, you know, dealing with the mainstream. We get so many blocks and so many walls, so many people with their hands out for cash, and this is a platform where everybody gets to come and release and let themselves and their music be heard. And I thank everybody for that and all the supporters and all the people who are making this happen.
We love supporting our indie artists. We love supporting working artists, period. You know, we want to be able to, the whole thing with Phenomenal Radio, Frontline Fridays, Diva Ebony B, Slate Stone, Slim, J Real the Realist, Future Goo 100, DJ Magic Mike, DJ Hank, G-Mo, Chrome, everybody over there, the whole vision is to put the power of the industry into independent hands. That's where it started at. We want our indies to have that industry feel, or the industry benefits, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And big shout out to Kenesha M. Kingston. We see you, Queen. We definitely appreciate her tuning in. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at KMK, KM King. I'm saying it wrong. I could do it even better. Queen, put your Twitter out there again for me.
KM Knighton.
Thank you. Thank you. KM, that's why I said I could do one better. Follow her on Twitter at KM19. That's KM19 and check her out. I did, and I'm glad that you said that about the platform for the independent artists, because artists should not have to pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for airway, for airplay, for interview, for showcase. I believe that, you know, I know that it's expensive for airplay. You know, I pay for airtime each and every month on this platform. But here's the thing. The artists should be able to use some of that for promotional items, their CDs, their T-shirts, their flyers, venues. Knock it off with charging all this money for somebody to come in to perform in your spot, because the week before it wasn't nobody there. I mean, really, an artist, you can negotiate these prices. I just negotiated a price at a venue. They wanted 5 stacks. I told them I got 1,500. What's up? And they took it.
Real quick.
Bottom line, they real quick, sure did. And it's just the fact that we already driving traffic because, of course, I'm a radio station and a personality in the business and a promoter. Of course, we're going to bring people to your establishment. We're going to bring traffic. But there is no way that you should be paying. What did the DJ tell me? He told me it was $2,500 for him to host a mixtape. I said, well, what else you want to do, baby? You want $2,500 to host a mixtape, you better love me long time and cook me some breakfast in the morning, too. Shit. And that's for a whole month. You talk about $2,500, that's my mortgage. Look, you got to be here for the whole month toasting music. Love me long time, fix me breakfast. I need a snack, all of that. It's
you understand me?
So,
if I sneeze, you better blow my nose for $2,500.
You better blow my nose. It's gonna be like,
you better blow,
to
I want you to blow my nose, fold up the tissue in three quarters, and then wipe
away
the access off, and then throw it away. Because I mean, that's
throw it away.
And you know what? I deal with a lot. You know, me being from Cali and dealing with a lot of promoters, Cali promoters, South Central promoters, Inland Empire
promoters.
Shout out to the 909, even the NY. You know what I'm saying? Even the NY, shout out to my boy Rico Pesos out there representing New York. And, you know, I've had to do the same thing because you got a lot of these cats, you know, they say, hey, they do the ticket thing. You know, you sell 20 tickets for $20. You keep half doing this and that and all this and that. And when you show up to the show, the audience is comprised of other artists waiting to perform. Nobody else is there, you know. So, and when you deal with that enough, it shines you away and it drains you. I did that for a year straight, people. I did that for a whole year straight. I neglected me as an artist and promoting me individually, thinking that being on these stages, meeting these promoters and meeting and greeting at that platform was going to take me where I needed to be. And I did that for a year. I mean, paying for shows, doing shows for free, getting a little bit of money here and there, networking and dealing with the same people every show, same venues, and I said enough. I'm not going to put another dollar out of my wallet to put into somebody else's hands for me to go back home and still be at the same platform. So I got in the viral promotion game, and I started building my platform through the internet, through social networking, through promotion sites, through internet sites, any place where they have a tag that says download your music here, promote your music here. I was on it night after night after night after night, building networks. So now you have a worth. Now you can come to these people and say, hey, I'm not selling your tickets. I'm an independent unsigned artist, but I have a platform. And you, mm-hmm. if you just check my background, then you'll understand how much I'm worth. Like you said earlier, Diva, we're humble. We're humble individuals, but we need to be given our value. They got a saying, the nice guy finished last. Now, sometimes we got to understand that even though we're nice individuals, we cannot stand for last place when we're first place people. You're not going to pay for a first class ticket and then go sit and coach. It doesn't work that way. You're not going to do that way. You want your first, you know, you're a first class artist, first class individual. You need to be treated with the first class perks as anybody else would, and don't stand for anything less.
Speaking of first class, bear witness, tell me some of the first class things that we can do when we visit Boston.
First class in Boston, there's a club called the Good Life. That's a real dope spot. I mean, the Middle East out here is popping, the hip-hop shows. You know, the church in Boston, not the Holy Church, but the club, the church, is in Boston.
It's
popping off.
It's a club called the Church in Boston?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good spot to perform at.
Where? It's called the church?
It's called church. Not the
down,
church.
Diva.
Church.
Down, Diva. Down. Down, Diva. Down, Diva. Yeah. Down, Diva. Down. Because she's finna go hard. She's finna go hard.
Yeah,
I can already see it.
That's what I was saying. I was like, why is this place called the church? Like, what's up with that? Like, church in Boston? Like, where we going? So when I first went, I was like, what is this? What's going on, yo? I don't want to go. I want to go to church on a Friday night. Like, what are we doing, guys?
What are we doing? Bible study? Whether it's choir rehearsal? You know? What are we doing?
And it happened to be people was playing pool and they were selling drinks, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. This is not.
This is not church.
I'm going to hell.
This is a spot.
Gotta
you know, it's like a church on the same block. On the same block as the actual church. So, you know, it's crazy. People get confused.
We gonna pray for that.
But nah. That's the hot spots. I mean, as far as like, you know, I mean, you want to catch a live show. You know what I mean? You go to the Middle East. You go to church. Or you go to there's some other spots. I did some shows at Club Pearl, Limelight. Those were really dope spots. But That's awesome. Like, you know, when your music's really right, you can go in those spots. A lot of artists have to settle for the Middle East or settle for the church, but I happen to go into some nice spots that I got to perform at on certain nights that I wasn't supposed to be there. Like, I was performing on Caribbean night, like, hitting them with a song, and I'm like, this ain't a Caribbean joint, but y'all gonna rock with me, and I got crazy love, so I don't know. I just, you know. There's some good spots, though.
I gotta find that. And I'm still laughing. I like how Diva the Real is like, down, Diva, down.
Yeah, because I already know what's going to happen. But, you know, I'm gonna tell you, bear witness, I'm with you and I'm supporting you. I'm loving what you're doing. I'm liking your music, man. I'm loving your verbiage. You know, you don't sound like every other artist. You know what I'm saying? It's not even remotely like every other artist. You have your own individuality, man. So you definitely got J. Rotorella's support. And you had mentioned Nocturnal earlier. You know, that's one of my good friends. Me and him got a track together. And we were just talking a few days ago also on some tour dates, man. So, you know, we might be able to include you in some stuff, man. The only thing that I got with you, man, the only thing, and don't take me wrong, because both of our teams is at home playing NBA 2013, you know what I'm saying? As you know, I'm a Lakers fan.
Snap.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the only discrepancy we're going to have here is that Celtics-Laker thing. But if we could put that to the side, brother, we could be the best of friends. You understand me?
You
done insulted me. And I got to kick your ass right
your
now.
Ass.
And
yeah,
afterwards,
yeah.
I don't want no hard feelings either.
I mean, you probably heard about Boston, our sports. I mean, we're like, we go crazy about our sports teams.
Yeah,
I
already know.
Yeah,
hey, I know y'all burned down buildings. We flip
down
over cars, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, both coasts go pretty crazy over the sports teams. But it's all love, you know? I appreciate it.
It's always.
I appreciate that.
You got, both of you guys, you can meet up at the church, at the club later on, you know? And just
look, at the church. Meet up at the church. You bring your hymns, I'll bring my Bible, and I'll make sure I got a double shot. Because that's crazy, right? That's crazy right there. But it's much love, man. I've become a fan. You know, I've become a fan and a supporter of you and your music, man. And you know, hopefully we can hook up on some ventures later on with the music and outside of the music, man. You're definitely on the path. You're on the way.
I want to get some more feedback. I want to get some feedback from Kenesha because I wanted her to hear your music. So, Queen Kenesha, tell us what you thought about Bear Witness music. We played the double play for you guys just a few minutes ago, which was the anthem, that's Boston, and then we played the track before that, which is truly amazing. Tell us what you think about those tracks.
I really liked them. I think that they were, you know, not like J. Will was saying, not your average. It's like, you know, something new, something fresh. So I thought it was dope. I thought it was cool.
Appreciate that.
And that's definitely what's up, y'all. Let's go ahead and get to this. Well, before we do that, Bear Witness, you have definitely been, it's an honor to have you to come on Frontline Fridays and showcase your music. Of course, you're going in rotation. Of course, we'll be promoting you and letting the world know more about you and everything that you're doing. And this is the type of music that I can appreciate because my son can listen to it. I can play this in the house and my son can listen to it, or I don't have to be worried about, oh, did I leave my laptop open and something ratchet might pop up. But, you know, salute to you, King, for everything that you're doing and the message that you retrace through your music. And, you know, you can come back to the front line anytime you want. The next time, you just got to pour your own Kool-Aid, okay?
I appreciate you, Queen.
All right. Yeah. You got some shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I want to shout-out DJ Academic of the Madhouse Squad. You know, I want to shout-out Mo Love. Those are my brothers, you know. I want to shout-out Knox Beats. You know, he's a producer behind, you know, two of the joints that will play. Globe Trackers for Truly Amazing. Jim Barnes for So Tired. You know, shout-out Andrea. She was on the hook for That's Boston. So big shout-out for that. You know, shout-out to everybody listening from Boston to the West Coast to Canada to just wherever people's listening, you know. Big shout out to everybody. Definitely follow me at BIR Witness on Twitter. That's it. Let's get it going.
BIR?
BIR.
BIR Witness.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm about to go ahead and hit you on a Twitter, Kenesha, so you can have it. I want to know, this is my question, big shout out to all the Twitter family, all the retweets, all the support. We love our Twitter family. But I want to know whose Twitter that way. Whose Twitter is Love LY 52nd? Do y'all know who this person is?
Yeah, I know that individual.
Why is this naked woman retweeting my tweet? That's what I want to know. I want to know. Thank you, Jay Ritter, because I'm about to get in that ass. Why is this naked woman retweeting it? Is she naked? Just all her queen breasts is out. She just is smiling too. Like, hey, y'all, who is this? Why? Why, King?
I can't tell you why. You know, I don't have no control over how people set up they stuff, but I do know who it is, and I know they do represent South Central. They might not represent it in all the positive likenesses, but they do represent it, and As far as the retweets, I know that's a compliment. Well, not a compliment, but I don't want to say that, Diva. Please don't whoop me. It's basically
right
a support.
There.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
It's basically
why.
A new support system.
Tell this queen to put her clothes back on. I'm going to tweet her and tell her.
I've been, trust me, I've been on her head, and it just, there's no change.
Put your
clothes
back on.
I
got to stop you right there. Now, hold on, wait a minute. I don't want no naked retweets. This is not how our queen's supposed to look, smiling like it's okay having your mother breasts out. And you only got 303 followers anyway, but still, I'm going to tweet this queen as soon as I take this music break and tell her to put her damn clothes back on.
Back on. You understand me?
Put her back on.
I got another shout out.
Yes,
I want to shout out
Thank
on the lovely Miss Music, the truly amazing, because she's gonna be in my music video next month. So shout her out. She's been riding me for a minute. You know what I mean? She's even on the album Perfection. You know all the new songs y'all been hearing tonight. She's on there with this song called Music for Us. It's crazy. She does some poetry on it. I do some spoken word at the end of the CD too. You know, it's real dope. You know, Miss Music, shout out, definitely.
Miss Music, oh, we definitely got to check her out as well.
Now, is that her link? I'm sorry, Diva. Is that her Twitter
her
link,
Twitter?
Too? At Miss Music?
Nah, her Twitter's at, I think it's Poetic Bliss, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, at Poetic
Bliss.
Well,
do me a favor, tag her in a tweet to me later on when you get opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's go ahead and educate regulator, y'all. Let's go ahead and call it.
Time to educate and regulate. Time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, gon' do something. Hey queen, gon' do something. Hey queen, what you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, gon' do something. Hey queen, gon' do something. Hey queen, what you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
I see my queen Denai in the building. I'm going to get to you, baby. But Diva Ebony B was inspired by Bear Witness' song, So Tired. And it was talking about how his father had diabetes and how he was going through the whole situation and being in the hospital. But I wanted to talk about the top 10 health problems in America. I was thinking about this for a while, and I was like, maybe I should do it towards race. But I wanted to do it towards America and the things that we're facing now and how important it is for us to take attention and pay attention and treat our temples right. One of the top number ones is heart disease. For both men and women, heart disease kills the largest numbers of Americans per year. According to the American Heart Association, heart disease, which causes heart attacks and strokes, kills more people than all forms of cancers combined. Quit smoking and eat a diet low in fat and sodium to cut your risk. It's very important, you guys, that we pay attention to this, whether young or old, whether female or male, because heart disease is one of the top killers. If you're a smoker, you got to stop smoking. You got to put those cigarettes down. Also, having a diet that's low in fat and sodium can cut your risk of having a heart attack. It reminds you stress can compile on top of that. The second top killer in America is cancer. Lung cancer is the cancer responsible for most deaths in both men and women. Women are affected greatly by breast cancer and colorectal cancer. According to the Mayo Clinic, reduce your risk of cancer by not smoking, eating a healthy diet, and using sunscreen and getting regular cancer screenings. Yes, black people, we need to use sunscreen. I know we like black don't crack, but we have to use sunscreen. It's very important because of those UV rays. They will come down and they will start tearing up from the outside to the end. So lung cancer is the cancer responsible for the most deaths in men and women. So we got to be very careful about that. Ladies, go get your breast exams. Go get your mammograms done every year. It's very important for you to go get checked out. Talk to your doctor about how to properly check yourself for lumps, how to properly touch your breast and what you're feeling for. Reduce the research of what you're feeling for and what these lumps are all about and how they can affect you in your younger life, your older life, and how it affects your family. Stroke is the third top one. I know this because my mother had a stroke at the age of 29 years old. She had a stroke. Mm-hmm. Stroke is the number three cause of death in women. Ladies, and the number four cause of death in men. So lifestyle changes that can reduce your risk of stroke, according to the Mayo Clinic, includes quitting smoking, losing excess weight, exercising, and eating a healthy diet. Now, ladies, I'm not saying, and men, I'm not saying, you know, go run to the YMCA and go get a membership or that you're going to, of course, let it drop or not be able to afford. Exercising can start with just simply walking. Walking 15 to 20 minutes a day. Start off just walking. Get you some good music, most likely some J. Real the Realist. Get you some Bear Witness. Get Divas My Radio on your iPad. And start walking. You will reduce your chances. And getting that oxygen in you and getting that fresh air in you will help you actually sleep even better when it's time for you to go to sleep, and to give you a more healthier sleep because you got that oxygen in you, and those antioxidants are really good for the body. All right? Respiratory diseases such as bronchitis and emphysema belong to a class of diseases called COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute recommends quitting smoking to prevent COPD, as it is the largest risk factor. Now, I went through four of them, and all of them is talking about quitting smoking. Yes, that includes weed, too, all my weed heads. I know you like, what? Put the weed down. Especially, I'm over here in Washington, Seattle. This is a weed state. But, yes, put the weed down. You got to let it go. Yes, the black and mouse, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got to put those down. Little beanies, let that go, too. But it's up to you if you want to die. Injuries. According to the Mayo Clinic, the Center of Disease Control states that the leading cause of fatal injuries in both men and women is motor vehicle accidents. Wearing your seatbelt, driving safely, and not mixing alcohol and driving can prevent these accidents. Other causes of fatal accidents include poisoning and falls. So all you people that got road rage, please knock it off. It is cool to wear your seatbelt. It is cool to drive safely. And if you're going to get turned up and be drinking, do it at your crib. Please just chill out at the house. You're getting drunk anyway. There's no need for you to take your drunk behind over to somebody else's house and mess up our day. Diabetes, and this is something that Bear Witness was talking about in his song. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes can cause kidney damage, heart disease, and blindness. It is also a leading cause of death in both men and women. Lose extra weight, exercise, and eat healthy. Eat a healthy diet to prevent diabetes. Diabetes is something very strong, especially in the African-American community. We have to know about these diseases and the cause of them and how to prevent them and have longer and healthy lifestyles. Number six, I know about this because I'm a nurse's assistant. Alzheimer's disease is the fifth leading cause of death in women and the tenth in men. Doctors do not know exactly what caused Alzheimer's disease, but there may be a link between this disease and heart disease as well as head injuries. Alzheimer's disease is something very hard to deal with, especially when you have a family member that has it. You know, what happens is basically the brain starts to deteriorate, the body starts to deteriorate, they start to lose their memory, they forget where they are. Their diet changes, their body starts to break down. So, you know, and they may become violent. So if you have a family member out there who has Alzheimer's disease, please be patient with them. Please keep repeating things for them. Please keep telling them the date and what's current because they are forgetting. Emphysema and pneumonia is another one. Is this the seventh one? Kidney disease is the ninth one. And Spectral Media or Blood Poisoning is the 10th one. The 10th leading cause of death among women. It is usually a complication of bacteria infections such as lung or urinary tract infection. The best way to prevent this disease are to wash your hands often, seek medical care, any infections in the body, and change tampons often and avoid using tampons that are more exorbitant than what you need. Meaning, if you have a regular menstrual cycle, please don't use Super or Super Plus. And you got to watch out for those tampons, too, because they can set bacteria in our bodies. Our bodies, we bleed once a month to flush out all the bacteria and all the stuff that we don't need. So I would suggest, ladies, to go back to using maxi pads, the softer ones, if you can stand that. Tampons are, you know, very a quick way to use and they're more convenient, but they can set a bacteria in your body. And if you're often getting urinary tract infections, you definitely want to see a doctor because it can really set up and kill you. It's very important, and our bodies are so fragile. And that is my Educate and Regulate session right here on Frontline Fridays. I definitely want to get your feedback. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Come on. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, what you do something? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, what you do something? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Yeah. Let's bring the night up in the
all
seat,
right,
baby.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, Queen, thank you for being patient. What's going on?
No problem, chilling. I can't believe you brought the porch out. You found out. You're like, what's her name? What's her damn Twitter? I was like, oh no, she just caught up a chat. Well,
let that be a lesson to you, ladies. Do not have naked Twitter. Do not have naked pictures around us because that shit shows up on our timeline, and therefore, we who are respectful women cannot look at our phones or computers anywhere because now we have this naked spot in our timeline because it says, oh, you were retweeted by this chick. Yeah. Just imagine if I'm in a meeting. Like, think about it. Just
exactly.
Imagine if I flew over there to Boston and, you know, bear witness, like, okay, Diva, come over here. We want to do a year package with you. We want to do a year promotion. I'm like, okay, great. I bring
right.
my presentation, my portfolio, everything, and I'm like, and these are the people who are retweeting me. Oh, don't mind that lady with her titties out right there.
Exactly.
That's not professional. People be like, Diva.
Exactly.
She's like, your titties is out. I don't know. I may keep them as a client. It depends on. No, that's not my bear witness. I mean, I'm going to stop myself right there. I'm about to say something. But here's the thing. The thing about it is her smile is so bright, but her naked.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that go because I could go on all of about that. But, Queen, you want to give us some feedback on the Educate and Regulate session and also on Bear Witness music as well.
Bear Witness definitely is an amazing artist. I think he can tell all the passion and that he really cares about what he's doing. And that he's doing it because he loves music. And it's not about, you know, he's not sitting there talking about, you know, drugs and money and sex all the time. Like, that's very refreshing. So, shout out to him for that. Now, when it comes to the Educate and Regulate session, it's so crazy because thinking about, like, all the different diseases that's going on, but my concern is this isn't the main ones. It's more the fact the ones that I feel like they're manufacturing, like, in terms of, like, they literally have a disease or a pill for everything now.
Like, yeah, they got a pill for everything and a disease for everything. You guys, make sure you clean it off your cans, too. Your soda cans and your, me and Jay Rilla was talking about this, your soda cans and your cabinet cans, because those cans are being shipped. And what's happening is they go into these factories, and the rats are, there is some factories that have rats, and they pee on them and leave this bacteria that can kill you. Yes, and it can kill you within 2 weeks. It is very, very deadly. I'm talking about very deadly. So the next time you go to your poppy store and pop you a soda, you better clean that can off, boo. You may not make it for that grape soda that you wanted so bad.
That's crazy. But, like, I think it's one of that, like you know, you used to just have theory, you know, PMS or whatever. Now there's TMDD, this and that. And what the frightening thing about this is how quickly these medications are coming out now.
Yeah.
And I literally have, like, I'm counting, like, I'm watching some pills, and I'm actually counting the months until I see, did you take this? Are you in pain now? Can you not see anymore? Can you, you know? And,
these
and
law
like,
firms,
and
you
so
start,
like,
you see the,
exactly.
The law firms popping
like,
up talking about
up,
if you take this
point.
Medicine,
mm-hmm.
you might be
yeah.
in for some money.
Right.
You know, is your kid
yeah.
brain dead?
Like, because I told them, like, I saw the writing on the wall when they came to that yeah, so I was like, I'm like, watch. In 6 months, they're going to say, did you take this medication? What's happening now? It's all over. Same thing
yeah.
with the Nuvia joint. They're talking, you know, they're talking about that Nuvia might not be the right one. I'm like, y'all are sitting here, and the reason that this is happening is because people are not testing things properly. And you can tell they're not testing things properly because if you test things properly, then you would test it within 5 years. And the fact that it's coming out, mm-hmm. and 6 months later, there's a, oopsie, we made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Means you didn't go through all the people you're supposed to. 18,000 people is nothing. 1,800 people is nothing. The amount of people that they think they can test things on and then put it out to the general public is deplorable. That's another thing that they're, of course, not going to tell you, that that's causing some diseases, too. I mean, like, and if you listen to some of these side effects, especially like Abilify, listen to that commercial and count how many times you hear the word death in that commercial. In 30 seconds, I'm pretty sure you hear the word death about 7 times as a side effect. Who wants to take a pill that they're going to die from, potentially?
I'll be paying attention to those side effects, blindness, diarrhea.
Yeah, it's worse than what you got.
Your face swollen
exactly.
up, severe headache, bleeding in the abdominal. Why do I want to take this? No.
And the crazy thing
good.
Is, I'm like, wait, what are you supposed to cure again? Because now I got all these problems, and all I have is a headache.
A headache, and now I got abdominal bleeding. I got tired.
What
right
got
now.
Me?
You were trying to lose
me.
5 pounds, and now you're finna die.
Like,
come on,
like, oh, crap. Exactly. That doesn't make any sense. And so, and that, like I said, when they're talking about cancer and all that stuff, like, I'm like, we've been trying to quote-unquote cure cancer for years. There's some huge money in quote-unquote curing cancer. I'm like, y'all haven't figured it out yet? Really? Really?
Oh, it's curable.
I'm sure.
Because
they're
just not
going to get you, but it's more money in
exactly.
medication. And then, you know, there's more money in claiming that you're going to be secure than actually even not secure.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy.
What got me was this one commercial that they had, and they talking about if you suffer from this, if you suffer death, I'm like, how can you get paid if you die?
Right. I'm like,
if you died, then, you know, you can get your settlement. I'm like, what? You died.
Right. Right. Your family, gets it. But, I mean, but like I said, that's the whole thing of, like, it's not regulating medication and not testing it properly. 1,800 people
yeah.
is nothing, but I've heard people say, you know, oh, we tested on 1,600, 1,800 people. I'm like, there are millions of people in this world, and you tested on 1,800, and you think you are okay to put it out on the market? Really?
Well, you know
what I'm seeing
from the top 10 list, you know, besides Alzheimer's, the you know, unfortunate disease of cancer, sometimes,
right.
you know, that you can't prevent these certain things, Of course, you know, drinking and driving is a mental. Just don't do it. I mean, that's a no brainer. But for the rest of the things on the list, what I'm gathering is that the main thing is exercise. The main thing is taking care of your own, making sure that what you put in your body is the correct things you need to put in your body to prevent these things. We spend so much time. I mean, I'm not trying to be cocky or set aside from other people, but I cook every night. I cook my meals every night. You know, going out to eat is a privilege, you know, and I only may do it maybe once, twice a month, maybe three times max a month. So what I'm saying, but a lot of, especially the younger generation, it's a fast food generation. I mean, people spend so much time in the drive-thru and not in the kitchen. And you don't know what you're putting in your body when you go and you're drinking these sodas or whatnot, and you have a soda diet, no water included in the diet. Right. Every now and then you might drink a flavored water or something like that. It's still a chemical added. There's no better libation than water. It's been here since the beginning of time. It'll be here when we're gone. And that is the most healthiest thing for you, exercising. Make sure what you're putting in your body are the right things, making sure that you're getting your checkups. A lot of us, I'm 27 years old. I know a lot of 27 years old that haven't been to a dentist since they was under their mama roof and had to go to the dentist, had to go to the doctor for checkups.
And you got that
we can't
breath.
Think we're
they
too,
like halitosis.
Yeah, you know, we can't think that we're too... we're not supermen and women. We have to and I know we're young and all we want to do is party all the time and all this other type of stuff, but we got to realize, we got to take a second step back and say, in 30 years, I'm not going to be able to party like this no more, but I still want to feel like I'm 20-something years old in 30 years. I still want to be able to walk up a hill without falling down and breaking a limb, and we have to prepare for that now by, like you said, taking care of our temples and making sure that we... Hey, it's cool sometimes to enjoy. I ain't knocking McDonald's and all of the fish fillets and the McRib and all that. Every now and then, it's cool to go ahead and do what you're going to do. You know, you're late coming in, didn't get a chance to cook dinner. You stop by somewhere. That's what we're eating for the night. But every day, all day long, you get up in the morning, you go to Starbucks, lunchtime, you out with your coworkers, and you're eating, you know, Jack in the Box. Then you stop at McDonald's for dinner. You wake up in the middle of the night and kill that half of apple pie you have from McDonald's for a snack. Mm-hmm. And 2 or 3 years of doing this will deteriorate what's going on because you're not putting the right stuff in your body. So I think it's very important that we look at that. What we're putting in our body, and to exercise, to make sure we're doing the things that it takes to make sure that we're strong enduringly, not just right now in our youth.
Right. But I think even beyond that, it's a matter of the fact is, like, one, they're taking gym out of school, so their whole exercise thing, especially for kids, like, that's almost, and they're trying, and a lot of schools don't have recess anymore, so the whole exercise thing is kind of almost out the window if you don't do it at home. And two, the issue that we have in this country is that, like, you know, people talk about, you know, they want us to be healthy, yada, 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 bullshit. If they did, then water wouldn't cost more than soda. Like, you wouldn't be, like you look at Smart Water and all the other kind of stuff, that costs way more. Like, I actually saw a picture where they were showing a 2-liter bottle of pop for 99 cents, a 1-liter bottle of pop for $1.39, and a liter bottle of water for, like, $3.
Wow.
If people actually... You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was actually, like, if this was the intention to help people be healthy, that would totally be reversed. But that's not the case. And so the thing is that acknowledging that, and, you know, like, so, like, I mean, if that, I mean, like, Whole Foods wouldn't be as expensive as it is if it wasn't about, you know, if it wasn't, this is about design. Like,
and I wanted to say this, too. It takes for us to take responsibility for our own body and our own healthy eating. It costs 99 cents or $1.29 for seeds, for cucumbers. It costs maybe $2.29 for pumpkins. You can start growing, even a cheetah pet. Cheetah came out with the little herd, you know, thing.
Yeah.
It's okay for us. Even if you live in an apartment complex, you can get you a couple of tubs, go to the Dollar Tree or go to the 99 cent store, get you a couple of tubs and grow you some herbs. You want to have some herbs for yourself anyway to start cooking healthy. And, of course, we know that our any, no matter what we eat nowadays, it's going to be contaminated. Our water is contaminated.
Exactly.
Our soil is contaminated. But you
our
know,
meat,
we can take
our animals,
our
everything.
Meat, our animals, everything. But we can take it upon ourselves to at least try to eat healthy. It is not just cooking it all the time. Raw foods, raw vegetables, let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
Raw vegetables are very, very good. Iceberg lettuce. Watch out for iceberg lettuce. You want to take in romaine. Romaine is a lot better. I get me some romaine. I grill me some chicken. All I did was took some chicken breast, get the, what is that, the Italian dressing. I just put it in a little baggie, let it marinate overnight. I grill it on the grill outside. I get me some romaine lettuce, some cheddar, a couple of strawberries, some cucumbers, poppy seeds. Boom. That's my salad, and that's everything in it. If you go to Panera Bread, it's going to cost you $10 for that salad. $10.
Exactly.
So I would advise you guys to the healthy meals that you see, like with Subway. I took 1 year after I had my first son, as I looked at the whole menu of Subway, and I actually copied it. I took their menu, and I copied the sandwiches that I like in there, but I knew I was going to want more than one and more sandwich, and I didn't want to have to go and pay that $5 the whole time. I could spend $5 and make me 5 sandwiches.
Exactly.
So
no, you're right.
It really helped. After the pregnancy, I was able to lose the weight. My energy level went up. My attitude changed. Walking, you guys, is a really good thing, too. It helps relieve stress. If you're really in a stressful situation, whether it's your relationship, personal, professional, your career, walking in a beautiful park, just you, you'll need Craig and Day Day and Boom Chica with you. Lead them on the hood, lead them at the block.
Boom Chica.
Because they're going to mess it up. Boom Chica going to mess it up. Her and Tijuana and Day Day, they're going to mess it up because they're going to want to roll up blunts. They're going to want to talk. You don't need that. Lead them there. Turn your phone off and just walk and be with nature because that's what it was all about. And you would get more inspiration. You start looking around like, wow, I have so much to be thankful for. I have just taken the time out to embrace nature. This earth, the Father God made for me to roam freely. It is our God-given right to roam freely. We don't even need licenses. That's a whole other show. We're going to do that too, Jay, with the rollers. We don't need a license.
Oh, yeah, you already know I know.
We don't need a license, y'all. Y'all don't even know we don't need a license. It's our God-given right to roam this land freely. You ain't going to tell, you ain't going to ask me for my license and registration. God said I can do what I want to do. I can roam freely. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. We're going to get into this mix. Jay with the Realest, Jay Picks. We call this the Jay Real the Realest Picks. And he sent over some music to showcase some more artists. And of course, we want you guys to check it out. It's a 30-minute mix. And when we come back from the mix, we're going to go ahead and take them to church. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry.
Check one, two. This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay in the mix.
I need a getaway, getaway. Tell me, do you feel me? Who holds this pain?
I need a getaway, getaway.
You can look me in my eye and see the pouring rain.
I need a getaway, getaway.
Show me that you feel me and hop aboard my train.
I need a getaway, getaway.
So far, so far away from here.
My life's so complicated, and I feel like I'm lost and hated, cause we're not related. See, I'm not like these other rappers. They either bad for success, or they talking backwards. You can crown me the greatest, dog, I'm done with rap. Cause the air of engineer, my sound's been massive. My own family turned their back on the kid. How you think I feel?
My own brother ain't claiming me now. My own cousin stopped calling the phone. Wow!
The only people that believe in me, the people that you see with me, is so-called friends, man, just ain't around. Got radio play, and everybody got their hand out. Talking about collabs, guess my jam made me stand out.
Got a lot on my chain.
Time to hear it out, come
get away, get away.
Tell me, do you feel me?
It's your girl Tamara Bubble, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with the diva Ebony B. And she ain't showcasing nothing but hot indie music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. Bubble on deck.
Yo. Why your pants that low? You look mad funny.
What, you want my number?
That's cute.
Where did you get that from?
Where?
Who taught you that?
Your pants look like they might just fall.
And what good is that?
Don't know why you put that belt on.
If you ain't gonna use that,
if you tripping, so I'm gonna laugh. I might just love it. You may be bowling, but I can't take you serious. Cause you got booty cleavage. And I don't wanna see it. Said you may be bowling, but I can't take you serious. Cause you got booty cleavage. And I don't wanna see it. You a cutie. Hey. What is supposed to be watching my booty? Hey. Cause I can see your butt to the beat. And them cheeks underneath are jiggling. Hey. You a cutie.
Phenomenal Radio Exclusive.
And
stop off. Yeah.
I like the way she makes me. Mind manipulative, words so creative, conversation educative, it's simply elevating. I've been patiently waiting on the right innovation with no hesitation. I'll be waiting on the day that you and I become weak, coasting on the motion on these arctic seas. Got to park that beam from the streets that be marking me. Hustler, I was born that, raised in California, but your formula is breaking down my armor. Yeah, got me dreaming to change, puzzle pieces rearranged, but it's hard to stop a train. You put the fire to the flame, can't explain, like flying the plane, no landing, so outstanding, so the man is a villain. I got to get to the physical, mental, I got to get it copyrighted.
I look
with me, get lost in oblivion. Remember him for giving this attention to who you are, a streaming star, a fallen angel, and by far the most beautiful thing that I've seen. Don't wake me from this dream, I'm not done yet making you my queen. I say what I mean, I can't hide the fact I'm feeling lost, not found, need to be where you at. See me having your back, more than me laying the track. Physically you are stunning, it's just how we react. They got me so nervous, but so satisfied. Name of Indian feather, need to belong to your tribe. What must I do to survive? Girl, you are changing my life. Plus the maturity of the relationship is making me wise. I can't leave it alone, I have to apologize. The general is trying to turn this house into a happy home.
I boss up, boss up, then I look into her eyes. Then I take her hand, accidents, and now we going on a ride. Man, I boss up, boss up, then I look into her eyes. Then I take her hand, accidents, and now we going on a ride. Man, I boss.
Everybody got dough.
Change,
so
we
what
a
love, man.
I'm
David.
Hold up,
mother.
And I still love you.
Hold up, mother.
Ah.
fucking calculator than he lies trying to do me. He judge want to sue me, breaking bread with attorney. Just so I can be free, how the
Prodigy codes.
Rest out of town. They could not see you flexing shine. They open with that eye. Trying to take what you find. He's crazy. Now we out here talking about chopping boys down. Rob your blind for them. Send them.
But he don't know shit. He just drunk and full of.
Well, I say, hold up, mother. Pull up, mother. What is up? Mother, what a love.
Believe it. Am I dreaming?
can't believe it. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, 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 oh. Now it's 12 on the dot. I'm still dreaming about me and you at the spot. All we need is a blanket and a cot. A couple of bottles popping, a little romantic music as the cherry on top. I want this to last forever. There's no way this could get better. Something about the way your hips begin to sway when I begin to play a piece to serenade you, baby. Oh, baby. Hold up for a second, just give me a minute. Let me pinch myself and make sure I am really feeling this feeling. I'm feeling this feeling. I'm feeling, I can't believe it. Am I dreaming? I can't believe it. Am I dreaming? No, I can't believe it.
But somebody shot him for having his hands in their pocket. Some of you already know what I'm talking about. For those who don't, rest in peace, Malcolm and Martin.
Oh,
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
You already know I just hit you guys with that indie mix, J Real, the realest picks. And of course, we had to hit y'all with a throwback when them old school dances just make you go, oh man, that's a cut right there. Y'all ain't know I was going to pull it out the bag. That feel good music, that music that makes me, you know what? I love all of y'all. You ain't even got to be drunk. When you hear Luther, when you hear that song, and this world, you just start loving everybody. That's a hot track, man. Of course, Jay Ritter Willis is up in this thing. Bear Witness is up in this thing. We are the way turned up. What's going on, team?
Good, feeling good. Join the show.
Jay Willis, if this world was yours, would you place at the Queen
of
Peace?
Oh, that Luther? That Luther? You know how we get down with that Luther.
Luther and some Lenny Williams. Little Luther, some Lenny Williams.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the way to make up, baby.
You already know how I feel about that Luther. I stay banging him all day long, all night long. So that was just the icing on the cake for me.
Yeah, it's just a blessing to be able to have that good music and music that we can always go back to. We come to the end of the show, but of course, before we get up out of this show, we always take y'all to church. Take y'all to church and give y'all, we ain't even going to say take y'all to church. Give y'all inspirational words through a church form. But we ain't talking about the church, the club in Boston. We're talking about the spiritual
or a little subliminal in there. I hear you.
We gonna take y'all to church and give y'all spiritual PSA.
Diva, you promoting them right now. You promoting that club right now.
You right, King. We gonna stay tuned for spiritual feeding that's coming the first Sunday of June. Spiritual feed is with Diva Avenue B each and every Sunday. It will